Behind the Buy is a series of podcasts featuring stories from members of the federal acquisition workforce who have successfully executed best practice IT contracting strategies from the Digital Services Playbook and TechFAR Handbook to help their agency meet its mission.
Hi, I'm Ann Rung, the Administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, OFPP. The administration has embarked on a comprehensive approach to fundamentally improve the way that the government delivers services to the public. As part of this effort, our team at OMB recently launched the Digital Services Playbook and TechFAR Handbook to help agencies leverage best practices from the private sector and encourage agency use of innovative contracting practices. Today, I'm really delighted we have an extra special guest to kick off our first Behind the Buy series. Mark Nagar from the Department of Health and Human Services serves as the project manager for the HHS Buyers Club, which is part of the Idea Lab run by the department to formulate, test, measure, and scale innovative ideas. IDEA stands for Innovation, Design, Entrepreneurship, and Action. Mark executed on these best practices and strategies, and we're really excited to have him here. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Mark, can we start by just having you describe in one or two sentences what is the Buyers Club?
The Buyers Club is an Idea Lab sponsored project focused on innovative acquisition.
So let's jump right in. I understand that shortly after you came to HHS headquarters, the Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation approached you for your help with an acquisition challenge. So what was that challenge?
The Assistant Secretary was looking for web redesign work. They were looking for web content management system overhaul, public website, intranet, and they had two legacy databases they had designed in-house, and they wanted to do a complete refresh. These are common requirements for every agency. They initially came to me with a 28-page statement of work, and they were clearly headed down the traditional path of a six-month procurement, likely resulting in the selection of a contractor with the best written proposal.
So given the challenge that you saw, how did you use the TechFAR and the playbook to design a innovative acquisition strategy? And maybe you could talk a little bit about what specific strategies or suggestions you made.
Sure. Having reviewed both the TechFAR handbook and the digital services playbook, I was pretty familiar with some of the options. And in conjunction with evaluating the challenge that the Assistant Secretary had, we decided to use Play 4, which calls for agile development and iteration, which was really necessary when you're talking about IT services with web redesign. So we made a bunch of different suggestions. We converted the statement of work into a simple results-based statement of objectives, which permits offers to propose their own innovative solutions. Next, we broke the solicitation into two stages, which minimizes the burden on the agency and the participating small businesses because this was set aside directly for them. We also requested in stage one a short concept paper and pricing proposal rather than a full detailed proposal up front. In stage two, we gave offers in the competitive range nominal funding via purchase orders to develop prototypes demonstrating their concepts and testing their ability to deliver design and coding in a short time frame. The playbook's state solicitation approach reduced the burden for small businesses to compete, and the nominal funding covered the cost during the prototype phase, which enabled the government to truly better assess their capabilities. The TechFAR enabled good participation. It resulted in 24 proposals. Offers did tell us that the requirement for a concept paper reduced their burden and cost from having to produce a more traditional detailed proposal.
I really like that you were focused on, one, developing an innovative approach and also ensuring that you had small business participation. Would you suggest this approach for everyone in need of prototyping?
I think it really all depends on the context of the challenge that you have. And you have to make a decision for which acquisition strategy is more appropriate for each acquisition and the needs of the mission. Agile was definitely the correct choice for this project, and the Digital Services Playbook Key Play 4 really helped us here. We found the staged approach and the use of funding very helpful because the work was set aside for small businesses, and this enabled them to really participate without worrying too much about taking the time to submit a proposal.
that's really important. You know, one of the things I hear from industry quite often is that that type of engagement is really critical to a successful acquisition. So how did you engage offers both pre-award and post-award in this acquisition?
I did it a number of ways. Prior to the release of the solicitation and, you know, during shifting the statement of work to more statement of objectives, we're trying to develop our acquisition strategy. I reached out to a number of different contractors, both large and small, and I asked them what they thought of various approaches, including this two-stage down select. We didn't want to release an RFP to the public and not get responses. We wanted to make sure that we maximized our chance of success and mission success. And by doing so, like you do really with agile development and user engagement, we engaged the key stakeholders, the contractors, and they provided us responses and gave us suggestions of really what would make it more appealing for them to participate. And we incorporated that into our strategy.
That sounds like such a, you know, sound and straightforward approach. Is it not used that often?
It's really not. We wish it were. We're trying to make some changes. I think a lot of times people don't consider all the stakeholders and all the different needs of that they have. I think if you take a step back and look at the big picture, and you really ask private sector, you ask the internal stakeholders what really would benefit them and help them to achieve success, this type of collaborative approach really leads to success and mitigates failure. But people operate in their own lanes and utilize the same strategies they've always had. And I think, you know, stepping away from that seems really different to people, and it's difficult to make an adjustment to change like that.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because vendor feedback is so essential for continuous improvement, and it was certainly part of my December 4th memo on transforming the federal marketplace. I'm curious, what specific feedback did you get from customers about the process? Can you share a little bit with us?
Sure. In the post-award process, we ask the vendors to debrief us on the process. Typically, contractors during a solicitation are allowed to ask the contracting officer for a debrief, and they're entitled to that. But rarely do you ever see rarely do you ever see the contracting officer or the program office asking the contractors who participated to debrief them on the process. So we decided to do that because we knew that in testing these mechanisms as part of the buyer's club and these approaches, we wanted to find a way to improve. And we knew that to do that, we would have to interview all the stakeholders to make those improvements. I developed a set of questions. I sent them to all the Stage 2 contractors and half of the Stage 1 companies. I also followed up with informal phone conversations to understand them fully. They all appreciated and thanked me for the opportunity to have their voices heard and improve the process. And I learned two valuable lessons from all this. One, never underestimate the value of feedback from stakeholders. And two, post-award feedback should be part of every acquisition because there's always room for improvement.
Were you able to do this acquisition in a with a faster timeline?
We were. Rather than the typical 6 months that it would take for this this project, we were able to complete it in 8 weeks from the announcement of the RFP to award. And that is, you know, a really good short time frame to do it in, but we were successful. The program really liked the use of prototyping, as did the other stakeholders, because it gave them a far better sense of the offer's likelihood for success and performance than it can be determined from a text-based proposal, which is generally turns into a contest of who is the best proposal writer.
I think it's incredible you were able to reduce the process from 6 months to 8 weeks. So you're a very experienced acquisition professional. Is this process something that you think is manageable by a more junior member of the workforce, given a significant portion of our workforce has less than 5 years experience? Or does it take your kind of experience to do this?
You know, I don't think it matters too much on how much experience you have. I think that we have a very talented acquisition workforce, and maybe we just don't turn to them often enough to ask them, you know, what other strategies you might use. I think a junior member of the workforce could handle this if given the right training and supervision. I can also say that no one on our procurement team or the program office or any of the other internal stakeholders had ever tried this two-stage down select using this approach, and the majority of the offerers had never experienced it either, and yet it still worked.
So the core of agile development really is flexibility in responding to customer feedback. How do you collect this feedback during development?
Well, there are a number of ways. The contractor and project team communicate daily using a variety of mostly free online tools, which enable quick, effective decision-making. Contrary to the agile approach, the contractor and the project team don't communicate that frequently. But with agile, it requires consistent communication. Desktop sharing and conference collaboration to improve service delivery, goes way beyond traditional methods. One of the great things about this approach here is that both teams used a Scrum planning tool for story, backlog, and task monitoring, as well as priority adjustments. They also used enterprise file sharing, and they used mind mapping tools for taxonomy generation to improve map editing. While we don't endorse any of the tools that they used, the consistent iteration, interaction, and collaboration with any technology stack is tremendously helpful for rapid iteration between stakeholders. And there are plenty of tools out there to help people achieve the agile goals.
Thanks for sharing those examples. Are you doing anything to capture your experience so other parts of HHS or even the rest of the government can replicate or adopt a modified version of this strategy?
Yeah, that's where the Buyers Club comes in. We stood the Buyers Club up for three reasons. We wanted to test innovative acquisition techniques and share the results with everyone so that everyone can benefit. Next, we wanted to develop newer, easier, and more adaptive acquisition methods, models, and processes because markets constantly change, and so should we. And third, we wanted to reach out and engage with all key stakeholders with effective education. In fact, we're developing additional resources for better, more innovative acquisitions, including but not limited to some of the following: best practices, dynamic templates, and audience-specific guidance, as well as addressing common barriers and solutions. We also want to focus on identifying potential pitfalls, lessons learned, and opportunities for collaboration.
Can other agencies beside HHS access this information?
Yes, any agency and the public can access the HHS Buyers Club website by going to hhs.gov/idealab to read the use case, to see the statement of objectives, and any other materials associated with this acquisition.
So this approach was fast, it was innovative, you had great industry feedback from beginning to end. Are you pleased with the performance?
I would say that all of the acquisition stakeholders were pleased with the performance. Most specifically, the Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation. They've compared this, they call it night and day compared to the traditional waterfall method, and they have rapidly accelerated their timeline beyond what they really would imagine.
I think you make a key point that a successful acquisition really does require a team approach, and I know that's a key part of your buyer's club. Is there anything that you can share about other innovative acquisition strategies you're thinking about right now?
Sure. The buyer's club has a very ambitious strategy and execution plan, which is also available on our site. It mentions the iterative development of our innovative acquisition decision diagram. Once that is fully functional and tested, it can add tremendous value to anyone. We plan to continue testing the various plays and acquisition methods throughout HHS and working with all stakeholders to help them meet their own unique mission needs. We're continually collaborating with other agencies as well to spur more innovative acquisitions.
Great. We look forward to seeing what else you have on the horizon. So, Mark, thank you so much for sharing your advice and all your great experience at the HHS Buyers Club. I think it's truly significant that you've created a place where ideas can be tested and results can be captured and shared with others, so thank you very much. Right now, we're talking to agency senior procurement executives as a result of your good work about standing up buyers clubs in their agencies and then linking them together through a federal buyers club to really help facilitate sharing innovative contracting ideas and best practices across the agencies. In the meantime, we encourage anyone who wants to share a recent experience, especially a playbook or TechFAR-related experience, to contact my office, OFPP, so that we can share your success story with the community. Everyone, thanks so much for tuning in, and listen for us next time where we'll continue to take you behind the buy.